All right. Who can believe that what we're doing counts? Who can believe that what we're doing is true?
Yes, it's true.
And that the others are wrong. It's funny. It's funny. It's humorous. You know what? Even if you're right, you have to suffer. Chair five. You have to suffer even if you're right. Oh, no, especially if you're right. Especially if you're right. Especially. If you're the right one, all you have to be tested. You have to test it. Put it through the testing. Did you know there were 7 promises to Abraham? I will, God said 7 times. I will. You can count them. 7. So it's a 7-fold covenant. So naturally, there's a 7-fold test. I will put you in the furnace 7 times. Poor Israel. She's already had 6. She's hoping never again. That's her motto. Never again. Boy, that Holocaust thing was a doozer. Let's not have one more of those. No, no, no. You have to have one more. You got gold cannot be refined 6 times. It has to be refined 7 times.
Is it not what you're going through right now?
Of course. Yeah. But it's more. Yeah. It's more. What I like is that it doth not yet appear. What I love is that we get to suffer and then be happy. Be happy in the affliction. That's what I like. I like it when it doth not yet appear. I do. I love chaos, troubles. Let's imagine somebody wins the election next week. I think it's going to be one or the other.
Right.
I think it's one or the other.
Right.
And let's say the other wins. Isn't that exciting? I don't know if many pastors are praising God for the other.
You're right.
I am. I'm ready. It will not make any difference whatsoever which one it is, one or the other. Why? Because all things work together for the good. God said, he wrote that down in the Bible.
Amen.
And I believe it. So,
amen.
Hear what the Spirit would say to the churches. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? God supernaturally spoke to me again. And here's what he said. Actually, I spoke it in a dream last night to somebody. And I spoke these words, but I knew I was telling him the gospel. I knew I was explaining the gospel to him. And I've never said these words in my life, but they came out of my mouth in the dream. And I woke up and wrote them down. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here are the words. Heaven on earth, that's how I said it. Heaven on earth. I said words before this, but I said this was the main word that he gave me. Heaven on earth is not a place. Is not a place. Heaven on earth is not a place. Heaven on earth is not a place. It's a person.
Amen.
Heaven on earth is not a place, semicolon. It's a person.
Right.
Now, why our teaching is correct, because I was explaining our understanding of the gospel to somebody. I don't know who they were. We were both down in a ditch walking along, and I had a bag with some sticks in it or something, and I was just swinging it around, and the guy said something, and I said, "No, you're mistaken." But I wasn't rebuking him. I was rebuking him because it was better than he knew.
Right.
And his mistake was he misinterpreted everything. He misunderstood. He had eaten of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil instead of the tree of life. And so I was rebuking him in that sense. No, you're mistaken. It's good news. Heaven on earth is not a place. It's not something you can taste and touch and see and experience outwardly. Heaven on earth is a person that you can know with certainty inwardly. In other words, it's not securitas, it's certitudo, the very thing that made the Reformation, and why everyone is wrong, and why the other person could well lose the election, because they believe heaven on earth is something you can see or experience. They believe it's a time and space thing. No, no. It's not something you see. It's something you believe. It's a person whom you trust has told you the truth. So certainty in an uncertain world is my message today. Certainty in an uncertain world. Who's going to win the election? I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. How could anybody know? There is no way anybody could know. Because it's even Stephen, so it appeareth, that it could go this way or that way. Don't you love it? It's just the nature of this world is nothing is secure. Nothing is fixed. Nothing is established. Nothing is certain. Everything is uncertain. I love it. Margaret, that's exactly a description of your life. Is there's no security here. There's no safety here. There's no happiness here. There's no truth here. You can't even learn the truth by looking at WikiLinks. Or anything else. Googling it. You can't learn the truth, because even what they say could be contradicted. Even when someone tells you something, it could be different. Because the next day something else comes up, and then, oh, well, that's not true then. Well, I thought that was true. But which one is true? Well, you can't find out. There's nothing you can know in this world that's certain. The key was in this world. Heaven on earth is not a place. It's not something you can see. The kingdom of God's within you. It's not out there. It's not from here. My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus said. The kingdom of God is within you. So therefore, it's not a place. It's not a place. It's a person. The kingdom of God, or heaven on earth, is a person. It's not going to heaven. Well, I'll get to heaven someday, I hope, if I behave. That's not true. You don't get to heaven by behaving. You certainly don't get there by misbehaving, but you don't get there by behaving. Because misbehaving and behaving are the same thing. It's you. And you eating of the wrong tree as though you knew something or could do something or could be something apart from Jesus. It's a person. Everything for my life is not how successful I am. I am not, Margaret. If you've come here to see 15,000 people, you'll be disappointed. I don't even think I'm known at all, hardly. But you never know, because nothing's for certain. Maybe I'm reaching millions of people. I really don't know. I have no idea, nor do I care. Nor have I ever cared, nor will I ever care. Even if you put me before, 100 million people, or 300 million. Let's say I'd be president of the United States, and it'd be 350 million people, or whatever the number is. It doesn't make any difference. That's not success to me. Oh, they put him on television the other day, and he spoke to the whole United States, and the whole world was listening. That is a joke. But anyway, let's imagine it. It doesn't make me happy at all. I just as soon just preach to Alex. And he needs it.
Sorry?
And that would be good.
Good.
That would be good. Or Dan. That would be good. Why? I'm not numerical. I am not quantity oriented. I'm not a marketer trying to sell something. I'm just a delivery boy bringing the mail, bringing the good news, just telling people, hey, did you know I said how beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news? So, but I don't stay and read over their shoulder the letter they just got. Oh, your aunt is, you know, whatever. But I'm totally happy. Why? Because heaven on earth is not a place. It's a person.
Amen.
So I don't need any security. I don't need any safety. I don't need any happiness. I don't need it. Happiness is a byproduct anyway. It's not a cause of anything. I'm happy. Happy is the man, that's me, who trusts in God, who trusts in the Lord. That's me. And where did I get that? It's not a place. It's not something you can see. It's not a time thing, because right now, it doth not yet appear. So everything I believe in doesn't appear. And so I preach and no fruit. I preach and no fruit. Well, it's not that there's no fruit, but you just can't see how much fruit it could have produced. It should have produced, but the church is lukewarm. The church is lukewarm. And I'm not disturbed by that. I like preaching to a lukewarm church. Boo. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. Because no matter where you put me, I'm going to preach anyway. Because it's good news. And I know I'm right. I know whatever I've got in that bag. I don't know what I had in that bag. I think it was just some sticks that were this long or something. I don't know why I was swinging it around. But I was telling this person, no, you're mistaken. And I knew he didn't know the gospel. So his understanding of the gospel was his problem. He didn't. And people today in the churches do not. Even though they're evangelical, even though they're charismatic, even though they're Pentecostal, even though they're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or whatever they are, pagan, whatever, they all don't understand. Why? How can you say that? Because they don't understand. Why? Because they're all into fruit. Every one of them wants to prove that what they have is something you can see and taste and touch and smell. This is what they're looking for. They're not looking for four. They don't want four. They just want repentance to be against one. And they don't care that two isn't dead yet until chair five. Because legalism won't go in chair three. You're not repenting here of good works. But that's actually the most evil thing in the world, is chair two, good works. Why? Because they sub four as though they were better than chair one. So, I think everybody is here now that needs to be here to hear the good news.
Amen.
I'm listening.
Now, I know you don't have a clue as to what I'm always yapping about, but I like to yap anyway because I can't help it. It's like fire in my bones. I'm so excited. And if the other person wins, I will still be excited. And if the other person wins, it'll just be, okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I don't really care who wins. I am not into who wins. Now, I'm going to vote. I totally believe it's our duty and our privilege and our right. And it matters. It's just that I am not in charge. And so whether one wins or the other wins, because it looks like they're in a dead heat or whatever they call it. It looks like it's hard to tell. Will it go this way or that way? I'm not nervous, because I have certainty in an uncertain world. I have total certainty. Do you? Does everybody here have absolute certainty, not security? You can't be secure. It's just that you believe that God is, and he has spoken, and you heard him. And he likes you. He really likes you. He likes you so much that he made all these promises that he hasn't kept. Well, he's kept a little bit of them, but he hasn't kept them all. How many notice that about God? He'll make all these big promises, big, huge, wondrous promises, and then you don't see it. You don't see it. He makes you wait. Be patient. be patient, be patient. And then, so he just makes you wait. And he's made these big old promises that no one else has ever made. They're so extravagant. They're so high. They're so great. They're so awesome. And yet, you have to trust him. Because it doesn't appear. It doesn't show up. Heaven on earth is not a place you can see, touch, taste, smell, visit. You got to wait. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see the kingdom of God yet. Well, when? Oh, when the promise is fulfilled. Well, when is that, Pastor? Soon. Soon. And don't be discouraged or don't quit. Why? Because it's not over yet. Till the fat lady sings. You know that. You know that. Who is the fat lady? That fat lady is the one that can eat the fat. That's what the fat lady is. And did you know that someday in heaven we'll be able to eat the fat things? Did you know that? And it won't harm you. You can eat the fat things and it won't hurt you. The Bible says that. The Bible says that. So whoever that lady is, sounds like the church. She'll be able to eat fat things instead of be on a diet all the time of stay skinny and try to be healthy and don't have too much acid. Try to have more alkaline in your diet. How many know that if you have a balanced stomach, that's good? But if you have a acidic stomach, that's good. That's good for doctors, because then you're going to be in there eating their stuff and listening to their advice. But I'm not interested in acidic. I'm interested in something I can't see yet. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm certain it's true. I'm certain that I'm going to win. I'm certain that I'm going to live forever. I'm certain that I'm going to inherit. I know that the other one is not. I know it. They're not. So, I'm going to vote for the one that will inherit. For certain. Absolutely certain. And I am certain because I myself am confident that though what I don't see today, I will see tomorrow. I'll see it in due season. So I'm not nervous about how it goes. I have no anxiety about how it appeareth. It doth not yet appear for me. I preach something and it doesn't produce a lot of fruit. And I don't want to see it produce fruit. And look how blessed I am. Because sure enough, I have quality without quantity. And I'm more interested not in marketing a product, but in developing the product to make sure it's qualitative, good, it's enduring, it'll last forever and ever and ever. So, hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Heaven on earth is not a place, it's a person. It's Jesus Christ. So, all I have to do is know him. But I can't know him. So he'd have to come and know me. And I can't make him come. Come, Lord Jesus. Be our guest. Yes, come. Come, Jesus. Deliver us. He doesn't answer that right off. I don't know if you've noticed that about Jesus. He is slow to anger and slow to answer his promises. Isn't he awful? Don't you just want to crucify him? I don't. I like it that it doth not yet appear. Yeah. Roxy, I have total faith. I have complete faith. And you know where it came from? Not by works. Not because I did works. I don't have any reliance on my good works. I am not a good person. But Jesus, who is my buddy, my friend, my all in all. So I've got everything going for me. So I have no bad news. I only have good news. Why? Because the best has been saved, reserved, kept until the last. And aren't we at the last? I think we're at the last of the last of the last. I mean, aren't we there? Be patient just a little while longer. How long is a little while? Remember, little kids always ask that. How far is 100 miles? Count to 5 billion. We'll just count to 10 then, you know. And then they do. Are we there? Little kids are always little kids. And they don't understand. They misinterpret. They misunderstand. They construe it wrong. You know, you get it wrong 100% of the time when you're just a little child. But when you're an adult, that is where you're not worried about a thing. The adult, and every child knows their parents are like God. They know everything, so you can ask them anything, and they can tell you. But, of course, after a while, a little kid figures out, my parent is not God. My parent is weak and ignorant and not so good. I love that moment of enlightenment. My father doesn't know everything, and he's not that good. And he makes a lot of promises he never keeps. He intended much, delivereth little. Isn't that sad? People are offended at me. I am a pastor you can be offended at, and I'm not offended that you're offended. As a matter of fact, I don't care. I don't care if you're offended. I'm right. How can you be right? I am, because I'm right with God, who said, will you marry me? And I said, yeah. Yes. As is. He said, you're perfect. And I said, I agree. And he said, that's faith right there. You're perfect. You're just what I'm looking for. Did you know you are just what God is looking for? Are you aware of that? All of heaven and earth, he's promised you. You will inherit everything he has. It'll all be yours someday. That's great, isn't it great? That's the prize. What do you have to do to get it? Nothing. What can you do? Nothing. There it is. You can't do anything. Have you noticed how weak you are? When we are weak, then he is strong. Good for him. But what about me? What about helping out? What about, you know, putting your vote in? I mean, no, God could vote too. He could outvote anybody. You know, he could change the election in a moment if he wanted to. Well, I've asked him. Not that one, but this one. Is that one, is the one that you want a sure thing? No. Well, how can you ask me? I don't know. I just know the other one is sure to not be the best. I don't know what this one is sure to be the best. I just know the other one isn't. So, God deliver us from evil. Right? And a Christian should know what evil is. They should know that evil is not what you do. It's what you don't believe. Do you believe that God is good? Do you believe that no matter what happens, you're safe and secure and happy? No matter what. So, no matter what happens, do you realize that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord?
Yes.
So therefore, I'm not worried, nervous. As a matter of fact, I'm so certain, so secure, that if either one wins, and of course only one of them will, but of course they could both die, or one of them could die, or you know, you never know, or be shot or something, because they try all the time. It's not an easy thing to be elected. As some people don't like you. As a matter of fact, half of the United States voters are going to hate you no matter who wins. No matter who it is, half of them will hate you, and the other half will, you know, love you foolishly. But, you know, I don't really care. So it could come down, it's just like a flip of a coin or something. But don't we have God listening to us? Wouldn't God hear our prayers?
He would.
Our Father, which art,
in heaven.
So he's an artist, apparently. Which art in heaven. Holy be your name. What have I taught you about holiness? Chair 4, 5, and 6. What have I taught you about holiness? Chair 4, 5, and 6. What have I taught you about holiness? Which chair is holy? 4, 5, or 6?
All three.
Which one? or I'm going to ask Alex because he's going to make a guess. Which one is holy?
Well, I think they're all holy.
They're all holy? Holy, holy, holy? That's in Isaiah chapter 6. That the angels above the throne of God sing, holy, holy, holy. And in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four living creatures, sing, holy, holy, holy. But in the New Testament, it's not Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. One word, same word. In the Greek, it's dikaiosune, hagios, and doxa. Three different words. In other words, the way he loves you in 4 is different than the way he loves you in 5 is different than the way he loves you in 6. But they're all the same, but they're different. So how are they different? Oh, here they are. This is faith, this is hope, this is love. This is faith, this is hope, this is love. Here's faith that Jesus died for me, that he rose for me, that he's reigning in heaven for me, that he likes me, that I'm born again. It goes into my heart. What about this one? Ah, this one is hope that even though I'm disciplined, even though I'm going through troubles and problems, and even though I don't see the kingdom of God coming, even though I don't see heaven on earth right now, still I have hope through the word of God in 4 that word keeps it going until it's fulfilled in love. And I see that my love is being perfected. So I will glorify him, I will be sanctified, and I will be justified because God made a promise and I believe it. I believe everything as God has said. I believe, Hugo, you are exactly what God wants. Perfect, just the way you are today, even though it doth not yet appear. It doth not yet appear. It looketh today like not so good. So we're all a work in progress, right? How many know that if you were a teacher, that your students are a work in progress and they haven't yet passed the final exam? We don't really know how it's going to come out. Everything is certain in an uncertain world when you know that Jesus loves you and promised this. The good work I began in you, I will surely complete. Well, then we're already perfect in God's sight. Why do we have to see it? Because heaven on earth is not a place. I haven't seen it yet. Is it in Jerusalem? Is it in Pastor Jim's church? Is it over here? Is it over there? Is it in heaven? Do I have to go to heaven? When do I get to see the kingdom of God? Heaven on earth. Well, if it's on earth, you're not going to see it in heaven. You need to see heaven now on earth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. But that's a good prayer. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth today. Right now, we've only got a couple days. Then that's it. It's over. It's either going to go all the way to hell or all the way to heaven. So we got to contrast. I like contrasts because it kind of tests it out. Which way will we go? A republic, if you can keep it. Looks like we're about to lose it. We're about to lose it. Can we keep it? Okay, everybody go out and vote. Go out and vote. It doesn't make any difference. Hey, God, did you know God already knows how it's going to come out? Yeah. Not me. I have to watch CNN or C-SPAN or something. I have to watch because I don't know how it'll come out. And maybe they'll lie and maybe people will cheat. It's so uncertain in this world. Why am I always certain? Because it's not a place. It's a person. It's Jesus. And how would I know Jesus? How do I know about Jesus? The word of God. Which word? All the words. We live by every word that proceeds constantly out of the mouth of God. And here's his words. Promise, 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 promise. seven promises. I like it. You know that he's made so many big promises, and I believe every one of them. And I believe that this is the best day to be alive. Oh, I'm so glad I'm alive today. But you know what? I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. Why? Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So I'm totally content. Did you know that anybody can get this? Even a little kid, a 2-year-old kid can get it. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And so just 2. You can get it at 2. You can probably get it at 1.5. You might even be able to get it before 1. some kids are really smart. And we tried to give that to our kids when they were in the womb. Margaret, before you were born, you came forth with difficulty. When before that, we had already prayed. And we had talked to you, told you the gospel, the good news. Margaret, you're going to be in our family. We are not perfect. So you could have a little bit of problem later on. But since God appointed you to be with us, it's going to be awesome. So don't bother to look. Just trust in the Lord. How many know it's good to get parents that are imperfect looking? You don't have to be perfect. Why? Jesus is. And Jesus loves you. So you're perfect in him. Did you know that all your works were already done before the foundation of the world in Jesus Christ? Did you know that he already did everything before the foundation of the world? So he did all my works for me then. I haven't entered into very many of them, but I've entered into a couple of them. I don't know. I'm on the one-a-day plan. I like to see something good happen every day. But you know what? You don't always see it. So you just believe it. Because it's not about seeing. It's about believing. So I'm glad that heaven on earth is not a place. I'm glad it's a person. I'm not into marketing 6. Everybody wants to skip chapter 5 and go on directly to chapter 6. As soon as they're born again, they want to go immediately to their good works. Everybody. And they hate, they're so impatient with chair 5. It just slows things down. Now that I'm born again, let's be an adult tomorrow. Well, the little kids have to wait for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 22 years, 48 years. Some little kids never grow up. I mean, there are some fools that are in their 70s.
Amen to that.
I mean, there are. Or even 85, or even 104. I mean, you just because you get chronologically older doesn't mean you're wiser. You may be stupider. You know, there are some people that are 100 and over, and they aren't that bright. They aren't that bright. You can be foolish. I know old age is not a test of how smart you are. Because there's some fools that are old. I'm not thinking of anybody. But you could be 76 and still not be bright. Yep. Amen?
Amen.
I felt like if I ever got, I didn't even think I could get to 76. That's kind of old. I always thought of those as old people. Now I don't. I feel like I'm behind on so many things that I feel that God should give me more years because I'm barely catching on now. I'm barely catching on. I mean, I've known it for a long time, but I never behaved. My behavior was always lagging behind my intentions. And, you know, I don't know. It just seems like every day I'm tempted to fall short of the glory of God. It just seems like every day I fail every day. If you ask Peggy, she could illustrate it. I can't because I have Alzheimer's now and I can't remember. But she actually can remember all my sins. And I know that because I ask her, why? What did I do? And then she has a list. She can just, you know, it just comes out. It just shoots out. It's amazing. Well, when did I do that? It's worse than WikiLeaks. I mean, it just keeps coming out. Thousands and thousands and thousands. It's leaking all over. It just keeps it flooding you. So, the best has been saved to last. How many believe that there is a day coming? There's a day coming when you'll see everything. On earth. Not in heaven. Before that. 1,000 years.
Praise God.
Wow. And that's right around the corner. That's right around the corner. Did you understand what I'm saying? Now, I haven't even gotten into the Bible yet. I haven't even gotten into the Bible yet. But I love the Bible. And I love to read it in Hebrew. I love to read it in Greek. And I love to read church history in Latin. Why? Because it's interesting to read the original stuff. Because you can get the interpretation, the understanding, the knowledge wrong. And I think most ministers do. But all I know, I can reduce it. It's so simple. Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so. That's it. There it is. That's all my theology right there. All of my theology, Randy, is right there. Jesus loves me. Personally. Because it's not a place. Heaven on earth is not a place. It's a person. So I'm in heaven right now because the person's in me and I'm in that person. We like each other. Jesus loves me, Margaret. I mean, so unbelievable. It's so unbelievable. He's tickled pink with me. I don't know what that means, but it means something. He's tickled pink. He just loves me. Oh, Jim's getting up. Jim is going to now... That's my beloved Jim. Do you know that Jesus loves you?
Amen.
Is that so solid, so immovable, so fixed, so certain that nothing on earth could test it and shake it? That's me. I don't care what happens. I don't care if the other person wins. I don't care who wins. Because if they do, it's all for my good.
Right.
Woohoo! So whichever way it goes, I win. Don't you like to be in a situation where no matter how it goes, you win? You're in that situation.
Amen.
No matter who wins, you win.
Amen.
Because Jesus loves me. This I know. I know it. How do you know that you know that you know? Well, it's not a self-evident truth. Because it doesn't appear. I can't taste it or touch it or smell it. I can't see it. But I don't have to see it to believe it.
Right.
What's believe it mean? Oh, that means I believe what's written down in the Bible, everything it said, I believe all that. I don't even have to read all of it. I don't even know what's all of it. I'm sure I've forgotten a few verses. But I don't even need to read them all. I just know it says this. Jim, I love you. Jim, I love you. I love you so much. I just read his love letter all the time. And thank God I'm a pastor. I get paid to just read the love letter all the time. I love it.
That's awesome.
And I want to teach you a word this morning. Sterizo. Can you say it? Sterizo.
Sterizo.
Okay. Sterizo is a really, really neat word. It means something that's fixed. Something that is established. Something that doesn't wiggle. Something that cannot change. Something that is totally determined by heaven, not anything on earth. Because everything on earth is wiggly. Everything on earth is relative. Everything on earth, it's uncertain. But this one is certain. Why? Because of the Bible. The Bible. Not the Rig Veda. Not the Quran. Not some other book or text. No, just the Bible. Only the Bible. Only the Bible. Sola Scriptura. Sola gratia. Solus Christi. Christus. Solus Christus. Only Christ. Sola fide. Only faith. Soli Deo Gloria. To God be all the glory. I'm tied up with God, and He loves me so much, I'm totally happy all the time. All the time happy. Happy, happy, happy. Why? I don't know. It's just a byproduct. I wasn't looking for happiness. I have not been looking for happiness. I was looking for truth. I always felt if you got the truth, you'd be happy. Whereas if you got a lie, you'd be a fool. Did you know that? If you're living by lies, for example, let's say you thought that Ishmael should live in the same tent with Isaac. But Sarah said, I don't want Ishmael and Hagar living in the same tent with me. They're law keepers. They're born after the flesh. I only want my son, Isaac, who's born not after the flesh. But he was, of course. So she's wrong. But she's right. Because he's born after the Spirit. Why? Because she believed his father, who was the father of faith. So he's a faith person. So they say he's a spiritual person. So chair 4 is the key to chair 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. I don't ever put up 8. 8 is eternity. But I could put an 8 up there too. Someday I'll make an 8. But we're far, far away from it, so I'm not putting that up right now. Because we haven't even got to chair 5, and we're not even happy in chair 5 yet. When everything goes against you, when everything turns out rotten, just the opposite of what you wanted, you're wrong. It's actually good. Actually, all the stuff in this world doesn't shake me a bit. I like 7 promises with 7 tests. I like that we have to be put in the furnace 7 times. Has everybody been through at least once? Put in the test and the trial and the tribulation, and you're being shaken, and it's kind of like, you know, one of those machines that kind of rough you up until you just get a little bit of grain and then a lot of trash. Get rid of all your trash. That's what 5 is. It's one of those threshing machines. It threshes you. And then when you're all done shaking like that, just give out this little bit of grain, a little bit of wheat. And everything else is thrown away. It's worthless. It has no value at all. It's like cotton. Texas used to be a big cotton place. I don't know if it is anymore. We still make it, but we don't make it like we used to in that black lands all along I-35. It used to be big. You get 500-pound bales and 90% more is trash. You just throw it out. It's no good. Even all those little seeds, you can't eat them. They have poison in them to the human being. A cow can eat them, but not a people. A people can't eat those. But Texas A&M did a study on it, and I know all about it. It's glossy pol. That's what they call a little poison in there. And the Indians used to beat that with, you know, mallets or something and get out all the poison, and then they could eat it. So it was, and it's very nutritious. One of the highest nutritious things in the world is cottonseed without the poison. I mean, no, poison is not good. It's not good. It will kill you. It will do you harm. And so, but they made it. But see, all that has to be thrown out, and then you get a little bit of cotton. So that each bale has just a little bit in it. And it has to be, you know, all kinds of things. You have to go through it and strain this out and just get the pure cotton. And then that's all you get out of that whole big thing. So most of it is all a waste. And that's true of anything. Gold. Gold, just a few ounces of gold is worth a lot more than the dirt. You have to get a lot of dirt off of that gold and dig it out. It doesn't just lay on the top of the ground. Oh, there's some dirt. Same with coal. Same with anything. It's most waste, of no value. And only the few things that they get out of it, uranium, anything, and then that's precious. So how many know you're the remnant? You're the little flock. It's, Margaret, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. That's his pleasure. Do you think anyone can stop him? Do you think anyone can keep me from getting what God wants me to get? Especially if it's a gift. Nobody can stop me. I'm going to have the kingdom. I think I'll be important when I go to heaven. I will be. And maybe even in the millennium, I might be important. If I don't lose my health and everything in the meanwhile. But maybe you get rejuvenated. I bet you get rejuvenated. I'll be amazing someday, don't you think? Randy, you'll be amazing. Yeah. I mean, there's no question. Some of us always are a little bit amazing, but not as much as other people. Some people are really amazing. So it appeareth. But I don't think my amazingness comes out yet. I don't think people see the glory, how great I am. I don't think people see that. I know Peggy doesn't. She still doesn't see how awesome I am, Margaret. She's going by sight. That's her problem. I wish she'd go by faith. I just take it that Jim is a gift of God. He's such a wonderful person. She goes by behavior more than I do. I ignore the behavior. Well, don't let that be an indication. Just because I said that and did that and didn't do that and didn't say that. Just discard that. Discount that. Don't add that up. When you see me as worthy, just make it up. Just invent it. Just create it out of whole cloth. You know, just say it. So, Alex, you're beloved of God. So you're a beloved brother.
Amen.
That's amazing. Because it's totally undeserved. It's totally not based on anything that this world would understand.
Amen.
Only heaven thinks that. Amen. Only heaven counts you as valuable. That's amazing. On earth, nobody counts you as valuable. You are not the apple of their eye. You know what I'm saying? But in heaven, you're the apple of his eye.
Amen.
That's powerful. Throw everything else away. It's dung. It's worthless. It's trash. Just take what God hath said, and what God hath said is, I choose you and you and you and you and you. And he'll pick anybody that will take his offer. Anybody that takes his offer. It's offered right here. I died for you. For you. For you. Now I want to live in you. In you. And then I'll kill you. And now I want to live in you, and then you'll live forever. Don't you love it? You're born to die to resurrect. Woohoo! Born, die, resurrect. You can't resurrect unless you're dead. You can't be dead unless you're born. You can't be born unless you repent. So, kind of a little system he's got there that finally gets you to the end. Woohoo! Everybody else is interested in the end. I'm not. I'm not interested in the end, other than, yeah, that's where I'm going. Because he promised it. So I'm only interested in the promise right here in number 4, that the good work he began in me right here, new heart, will also go through here, new soul, that will also go to here, new body. Now, outer court, holy place, holy of holies, spirit, soul, body, on and on and on. I like it that what he begins, he always finishes, and it's not up to me. I don't have to do a thing. As a matter of fact, I can't do a thing. I've never done anything good, ever, ever, at any time. And I never will. I will never be a doer of good things. Did you know that you can't do anything good apart from him? Now, in him, you can do all things. So I know that, in him, but I have a feeling that I'm not the one contributing the most to the bargain, to the relationship. I'm kind of like the wife that wants all the blessing and none of the burden. That's the way it is. In our family, Peggy gets all the blessing. Now, it doth not yet appear. But I take all the burden, which doth not yet appear. Don't you just love this faith thing? It kind of lets you off the hook. You know, it lets you off the hook. But just keep looking at Jesus. Just look over there at Jesus. Because the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, heaven on earth, that's not something you can see yet. It does not yet appear. It doesn't appear. You got to wait for it. You got to be patient. You got to go through chair 5. When's it coming? When's it coming? Well, it's not yet. It's coming. So, will it come Tuesday? I don't think so. I do not think, however it comes out, it's going to make one whit of difference. Do you all understand?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't vote this way or that way. Vote any way you want to. I'm just telling you, it's not going to make a difference. What's going to make a difference is what's already been done.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That's what the issue is. And I know God's just. I know he's just. So therefore, maybe the best thing for us is the other person. Maybe that's the best. Maybe that'll wake up the lukewarm church and cause people to realize it's the pastors that failed. I don't believe it's the politicians. I don't believe it's the businessmen. I don't believe it's the society. Because none of those can be resolved. You can't resolve political problems, economic problems, or social problems, ever. I believe judgment has to start in the church. Us. I don't think he's judging the lukewarm churches. I don't. I don't think he's judging them. He's already told them, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I mean, that's it. But it hadn't yet happened. The lukewarm church is still there. Why? Because he's only looking for the hot. That's us.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Woohoo!
Amen.
Because we got the truth that sets you free. I believe in freedom. I believe in a fixed foundation. So everything for me is fixed. It's certain. It's absolute. It can't be shaken. You can test it 1,000 times. It will not weaken. Why? It's built on God and His promise. I am a child of promise, just like Isaac was a child of promise, whereas Ishmael, who was older, is actually a child of the flesh. And did you know that the flesh always persecutes the spirit? So we're going to be persecuted. How many don't mind it? Chair 5 is persecution. Chair 5 is persecution. Get used to it. Get used to it. Get used to not getting your own way. God wants to kill you until you don't care. Until you realize, you know what? All I have is Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's foundation. I am a pastor that does not teach bear fruit. I don't care about the fruit. Every other pastor does. I know Joseph Prince, he's into that. And, you know, the faith teachers, they all want to see the fruit because there's security in it. People love it. They love it. That's why they have millions and millions of followers. I've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 people. Whatever. That's why they got a good message for the flesh. The flesh loves their churches. They love to follow it because the teacher has swallowed everything for them and, you know, re-chewed it so the little kid can eat it and so on and so forth. I don't do that. I just talk, and then you have to kind of work it out yourself. You have to go to God. You have to have a relationship with God. In those churches, the pastor is worshipped and everybody loves him and so on and so forth. And they all tell me, he's just like you. He's just like you. No, he's not. Is he teaching suffer and rejoice? Rejoice in suffering? No, they're not teaching that because they don't like that message, because people don't like that message. So, but we're the children of Isaac, children of promise. It doth not yet appear. So everything I'm preaching doth not yet appear. So you have to be happy before it appeareth, before the harvest. Before you see it, before you experience it.
Yes.
Isn't that fun? Don't you see how this church will always be little? It'll always be worthless. That's why God calls us His little flock. Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So all of our people are going to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, because we already have it. We're already experiencing heaven right now. But ours is not a place or something you can see and touch and smell and feel. They have security in that. I don't. I don't want that. I want the certainty of the promise. I don't want the security of the world. I don't want what's in this world. I don't have any stake here. This is not my world. This is not my world. I don't believe this world's going to last. I think this is a temporal world. I think this is a secular world. I think this is a God not fearing world. So I don't want any of that. I fear God, meaning I pay attention to everything He says. I do. I do. I fear Him, meaning I don't want to miss anything He says. I want to get the words exactly right. So storizo. Did anybody remember that word? What does it mean? Fixed, certain, immovable, solid, standing, secure, unshakable, certain in an uncertain world. Wow! If people could just have that kind of thing somewhere in their life, that this doesn't move. Everything else moves. Everything else changes. Everything else is up and down. Everything else is, you don't know. You don't know. Oh, what a wonderful life that is. I love not knowing. I love knowing Him. Once you know Him, you don't need the other. Once you know Jesus, the certainty of Jesus' word is all I live by, Margaret. I read the Bible every day, hours and hours and hours. I don't even know how many hours I do read it. It could be more than, I say five all the time, but it could be more than five. I just love reading it. And I don't want to eat or sleep. I hate going to bed. And if I get up at 3 or 4, I'm happy. I get up. And I don't care how many hours I get. I know what you need for your body, but I just ignore it. And so I shouldn't live very long, but I'm still alive. I shouldn't, because I'm into 4 or 5 hours sleep. But you know, I found there's a lot of people in this world that don't get a lot of sleep. And even when they do sleep, it's not sound. Whereas for me, you know, I'm just totally like that. And you know, not only that, I get revelation. And as soon as I wake up every day, God will speak to me. Boop, boop. You know, and he just says something. Heaven on earth is not a place. It's a person. I never thought of that before. But the minute I knew it, I knew it. That's true. Right there. I'm going to tell that to everybody. I'm going to say what you just said to me. That heaven and earth is not a place you can secure yourself on. Like, hey, let's just have this. Skip chair 5. Let's just have this. Skip chair 5. Get straight from here. Just jump right over to here. Skip the furnace. Skip the fire. The teaching. The all that kind of stuff. Pastor Jim just bogs down and all that stuff. He's not even interested in anybody. But, you know, I'm totally into teaching this. Has to go through this than I am in this. And I don't even have the fruit now. I don't have thousands of people, millions of people. I don't even have a mansion. But a lot of pastors do. If I was smart, I could have gotten that. When I was younger, I thought of that kind of thing, but I don't think about it anymore. Jesus ruined me. Once I met Jesus, he kind of ruined everything else. You know? Knowing Jesus, you lose everything. Did you know that? The minute you get Jesus, it isn't wonderful, it's horrible in this world. No, really. Really, you're hated and despised and, you know, ridiculed and tossed to the side. I mean, where are the crowds here? I think all of Dallas should be here. I can't imagine where they are. But it's because we don't have the screens and we don't have the marble bathrooms and Starbucks and so on. So we don't have any of that. Big parking lots and so on and so forth. But, you know, I thought this was a nice place, but obviously it's not a big attraction spot for visitors. And so we must be teaching wrong. But I like it, Karen. I like it. I think just meeting Karen is good enough for me. Isn't that precious? No, it really, it is. Because Dan's been here for years and he doesn't get it. And you got it here. You've only been here for, you know, a year or so and you've got it. You got it right away too. That's amazing to me. But I would say you came prepared. You know, she came empty and got filled up. Now she's satisfied. And Dan's still trying to learn it. He'll get it though. He's going to get it. He actually is. It's powerful. We were just talking about that before. He's getting set free more and more. Do you know freedom is everything? I'm free of this world. I'm free of the law. I'm free of people's expectations. I'm not into people. I'm not into crowds. I'm not into anything that is secure. I'm into total insecurity. And I have it. Praise God. It is not hard to get it. I just tell you, I don't know if people know that. You can be insecure so easily. But every bank has, you know, something bank and trust or whatever, as though you could trust in them.
Right.
I mean, no, they're liars.
They are.
They're liars. Most, and I'm not saying every banker is. I'm just saying the banks themselves launder money. They launder it from thieves and mafia and drug dealers and so on and so forth. How do you think you can sell, you know, 1,000 tons a day of cocaine in America and not have to put that money somewhere? You can't just put it, and the only way you can put it is to a middleman who will get it then to the big bank somewhere. BBCI did all that, and they're out of business now. One of the biggest banks in the world. Do you all understand what I'm saying? That was all based on drug trafficking. And over 100 people are murdered because of that. Killed. And it's all covered up, and so, you know, you never learn all that stuff from WikiLink or anything else. But anyway, you're not even interested. You don't care who killed Kennedy and why. You don't know anything, because you can't learn it, because they're going to cover it all up. So they'll teach you a lie. This is the only book you can trust. I don't need the Dallas Morning News. I don't need to read what's going on, because I don't trust the media. It's an entertainment center to launder money. They just want ratings so they can get more money from the guy who's, you know, paying the bills. That's all. Because he wants to make a lot of money. And he doesn't believe in a word they're saying. He just wants them to entertain you for some hour so they get the high ratings. Sorry, to tell you the truth. I like this book better. This book here is the most valuable thing in the world, and people don't even read it. Even believers who own two Bibles, or some own four. One in the bathroom, one in the car, one in the bedroom, and one to put in their pocket. They have four Bibles, and they don't read them. But they have them. And if they did read them, they wouldn't follow it because they'd misunderstand it and get it all wrong and try to, you know, save the world or something like that. Forget all that. Just get to know Jesus. It's a person. It's not a place. It's not status. It's not to make better people. I'm not trying to make any better people. I don't want any better people. I just want any people. Yeah. Just anybody. I'm desperate. You know, anybody can come. You remember Jesus? That's what he said. Whosoever will may come. Anybody who wants to.
Nobody wants to.
Well, if anybody wants to, I'm open for business. Amen. How many know that I am the most wonderful preacher in Dallas? I really am. Amen. But nobody knows it. And so you're the only ones. So how blessed you are, to hear the truth. It'll set you free. Now, freedom, Eleutheria, Eleutheria, Eleutheria. Freedom, remember Jesus said, and the truth will set you free. It comes from the truth. It comes from the truth. What are you free from? You're free from trying to get into chair 6 without going through chair 5. You can't go from first grade to second grade to third grade without going through second grade. You can't skip. And when you do, you pay for it. Maybe you're smart enough in the head, but you don't have the social skills to be a third grader. I'm sorry. So, yeah, you can be a genius at one. I mean, there are some little kids today that can do some amazing things. I'm always amazed at little bitty kids that have memorized this or sing that or do this or whatever. They are awesome. But they're going to be weird as they grow up. They will be. Because they were used to the applaud and the praise and so on. I memorized, you know, the Gettysburg Address or something. And it's neat. I mean, I love it. Because it shows how much man could do, but I'll tell you what, anything a man does is not going to get you into heaven. So you miss the whole point. Was it's not just to make good citizens and smart little kids and stuff, it's to actually get you to know Jesus who does everything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to earn it. It's a free gift. Free. There's nothing in this world free. But in heaven, everything's free. Everything's free. So the most valuable thing is the most despised thing. For the world, that's trash. But for God, that's value. So that's what God's after. It's just heaven on earth. It's a person. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. So Galatians 5 says something like this. It says, so we are children of the, what? Free woman. Not the bondwoman. So Ishmael was a child of the bondwoman, Isaac of the free woman. And now you are then, according to Isaac, you are now a son of Abraham, the man of faith. And that's all, the only way you can get to heaven is through the man of faith, Abraham. You can't get any other way. And Jesus then confirms it. And Jesus says, Abraham saw my day. Everything that was promised to Abraham, he knew it was coming from me someday. He just didn't know when. He had to be patient. How many know he was promised the promised land, but he never got it? And the little cave of Machpelah where he buried his wife, he had to buy it. God said, I'll give it to you. And then he has to buy it. How many know when God says, I'll give it to you, means you have to buy it? I thought you were going to give it to me. Yes, I am. Did I mention it would be later? Yeah, of course. 2,000 years. To God, that's like just 2 days. See, he thought that was quick. Oh, yeah, that was just 2,000 years. Well, history's only going to be 7,000 total. And then eternity. Period. It's fixed. That's fixed, determined. I don't care what the evolutionists say. They're full of baloney and nonsense. There is no such thing as macro evolution, that a sponge can turn into a gorilla, can turn into you. Although it looks appeareth sometimes that people are looking like gorillas, acting like gorillas, you know. But the truth is, you're a gibbon. No, I mean, the truth is, that's all monkey business. That's what I'll say. I'll just settle it right there. That's all monkey business. So the goo in, you know, the gases and so on that all mingled together, 4.5 billion, sorry, I want to get it exactly right. It used to be 14 billion. Now they've changed it to 4.5 billion years. It's like just 6,000. That's it, Margaret. Maybe a few years after that. I mean, we're still young. We're still young here. And so, you know, if that were true, if you then you can calculate today that cosmic dust settling on the ocean floor would be umpteen, you know, thousand feet. But it's not. It's just a little bit. And we already know how to calculate it. On the moon, when we went to the moon, did you know that they thought when they'd get to the moon, they would sink into all this dust? But they just made a little footprint in it. And then they were on the solid, you know, minerals and metals that were underneath them. And there was no dirt or anything, just a little dust. But that's just settling down cosmically. And they were shocked. They were surprised because after 4.5 billion, there would be feet and feet of it. You know, and you just kind of sink down. So they had a little ladder that they came down and they were surprised. Hey, you haven't hit it yet. But, you know, this thing is sitting right on it. I wonder how deep that thing is. You know, but they just walked on it and went, wow, that's the first step for mankind.
Yeah.
So how many know that science isn't very scientific? That is, it's just built on probabilities, possibilities, not certainties. Nothing in science ever at any time. Water boils at 212. Well, probably. But what if you go down to the sea? It doesn't boil at 212. What if you go up on the top of a mountain? It doesn't boil on 212. You see, everything is relative here. Nobody knows nothing. That's why I like to read this book, because it's certain, stabilizo, fixed, determined, standing forever, unshakable. So everything we believe is so absolute. And how foolish we look to the world, but what fools they are to think we're foolish when we're really wise, because we didn't think we were smart. We thought God was. We didn't think we were good. We thought God was. We didn't think we were strong. We thought God was. So, will God lose or will God win? Well, by faith, he wins. But you don't yet see it. You don't yet see it. I don't see how awesome a pastor I am. But I am. I know I am. Awesome. Why? Because I know why. Because I read the book. I just read the book. I just read the book. And anybody can read it. Anybody can get everything I got. But God personally talked to me. And it killed me. And that's how I found out chair 5 is needed. You see, to believe in God is to die to myself. That's why I had to go through and be tested in chair 5 in order to get to chair 6 to realize only lovers are those that are dead to this world and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So, don't be yoked again. Stand firm in the liberty with which Christ hath set you free. That's the Son, the child of the free woman. Sarah. She's the free woman. And all her children, not through Hagar, who had the firstborn, but the firstborn didn't make it. The firstborn was rejected because he was born after the flesh. And he believed you had to please God by good works. So everybody wants 6. They want to see that love. Let's see that love. Let's see that joy. Let's see that peace. Let's see all those things. Well, you can legalistically show them. I mean, one of the candidates is smiling all the time. And I'm always amazed that they can keep it up. when, you know, there's so much revealed every day about how awful it is, and she just come out smiling. I love it. I just love it. That's great. I love that. That makes sense to me in this world. Is, hey, when you're down, don't show it. Just put a big smile on your face and so on. But I don't believe in all that. The other person, people, they don't like the other person. But I think the other person is a good person because he knows he's no good. I think what's good about him is he knows he's no good.
Right.
I think that's what's good. What's good is he's just human. What's good is he is not awesome. What's good is he may have made a lot of money, but he knows that's stupid. I mean, the other one can steal a lot of money, but it's not the same thing. And so, yeah, he can take advantage of things and so on and so forth. But we all just judge by appearance rather than reality. Reality is the church. The church has all the power. Let judgment begin in the household of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. We haven't done that quite. And pray and seek my face and, golly, that's a lot right there. Turn from their wicked ways. Whoa. We haven't, what wicked ways? We're better than others. No, we're not. I have never found anybody worse than me. I never have. Karen, I have never found anybody worse than me. Randy came close. Randy came close, but not now. He's passing me up now. No. There is nobody worse. There isn't anybody better. We're all equal. Sorry. We're all equal. And I don't think one should be exalted above the other. I don't think Pastor Jim should be exalted above anybody. I think Pastor Jim is just a jerk like everybody else. Stupid. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. Oh, in him, I can do all things. But yeah, but in him, there's the secret right there. Get in him. Amen. How do you do it? You don't. He had to choose you, and then you had to accept his offer, and then he came in. You didn't know that it says that in the Bible? All you got to do, you can be as great as me. Is that not amazing? Or pathetic, whatever. But the truth is, you can be exactly like me. Why? Because Jesus loves everybody. He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't care what you are, what you've been. There's no difference between the two candidates. They're both sinners. Period. But they could both be saints. Period. All you got to do is believe this word. Don't be yoked again with a law, with a rule, with behavioral. I hope we have some fruit. I hope we can see it. I hope we can count. No. You're not going to get that if you're following God. Because the only one that counts is Jesus. Amen. And for me, I'm amazed that Jesus could love me.
Amen.
That's so good, Margaret. I love that. I spend time with him. He knows I'm not faking it. I'm not pretending. I really believe what he said, that he loves me. And I've now messed my whole life up believing that, because I'm going all the way with that to the death.
Yeah.
Why? Because I like it. I'll forget everything here for the surpassing worth of knowing him. I don't want to know anything in this world. I don't care about chair 6. I know I'm there, but I'm there by a promise. I'm not there by sight. I don't care about sight. And I'm going through 5, but I'm going by a promise. Because it's the promise that makes the difference. In the free person, I'm free because of promise. I'm free because he said I'm free. Therefore, I believe that. And I know he's working it out so the promise will be fulfilled in 4, in 5, in 6. And then I'll be the bride in 7 in the millennium. That's what we're coming up to. The millennium hadn't happened yet because 6 hasn't happened yet, so we're not ready. And because 5 isn't, rejoicing. You got a hope right here that when you go through all this hell, it comes out good. Because you don't see it. This is where patience, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, all that is right here. This is where you get it, where you die to yourself. God, I can't do it. He goes, good. Have you got that down? Yeah, I think so. No, Jim. Do you have that down? Well, I'm working on it. I have a little bit of pride left. Well, when you don't, that's when I'll start using you. Oh, yuck. I might never get there, Jesus. Nope, I promised. Oh, yeah. Let's start again. Start again. Promise. And then promise being fulfilled. Not the way I would have done it at all. His thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are not my ways. He does it this way to embarrass you as a good person. You're not. How many know you're not a good person? Nobody here is good. And you never will be. I don't know if you know this. I don't need, but he will call you good. Because what he calls good is the one that believes that you aren't and he is. What he calls good is someone that recognizes that he only is good. That's what makes you good. So he calls that good, which is weird. That is not self-evident. I can't figure that out with my brain. My brain is not tall enough to figure that out. I don't get that. I can't understand that. How can he say that? I'm good because I know I'm not good. It's like, that's crazy. But that is exactly why this thing will never sell. This thing is not going to sell. But even so, it'll sell. Because it's not up to us, it's up to him to keep his promise. And he does keep it kind of incrementally. Every day he does a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Why didn't he just do the whole thing? Because he knows we can't handle it. You cannot take good. I'll just tell you, you cannot take love. Love, somebody loving you unconditionally will kill your flesh. And that's what we don't want. I'm trying to save my flesh. I hope I can keep my you together. I hope, who am me? Who's my identity? You know, I got to be me. Everybody wants to be me today. Even in education, that's the big deal. Just make them feel good about themselves. You know, what for? They're little monsters. They're lazy. They're selfish. They're proud. The ones that do well are proud that they did well. And the ones that do poorly, hate them. And they just, sorry, I'm the one with the star. I didn't get a star. I've never gotten a star. So they go home depressed. So let's help them. Let's help them. Let's save them. Let's fix them. Why don't we trust God? So education without God is an education. It's actually brainwash. You get God out of the curriculum, you don't have anything. Nothing. You're not educated anymore. You're a fool now. You're just raising fools. So the millennials today have no knowledge of anything. They don't even know what's going on. And by the way, they're open to reality. Because they don't know anything about Jesus, they don't know. When they hear about faith, they go, I never heard that. When they know about, you know, rejoicing in troubles, they never heard that. When they know that you could actually love your brother or sister, they don't know what you're talking about. Are you on dope or drugs or something? Because we don't know what you're talking about. So the harvest is still ripe. It's just the laborers that are few. You got to go through and become a six, a laborer, which is really dead. And therefore, when you love somebody, people can't figure it out. And you know what they'll do? They'll glorify your father. They won't glorify Buddha. Because there ain't no Buddha. By the way, that's just a person. The Buddha is just a person. It's not even a god. It's just a person. It's a philosophy. It's just a way to get you to behave. That's all. Same with Hinduism. Same with all of it. They're all just made up stuff. It's not deep stuff. It's just behave yourself. You can reduce it to one sentence. Behave yourself. But heaven on earth doesn't come that way. It comes through being free. I'm free. Margaret, you're free. Alex, you shouldn't be. You got to control yourself better. No, Alex is free. Why? Because he believes he's not good, but God is. Hugo, you're free. Roxy, free. Bonnie, free. Everybody here, free. Free for what? Free to inherit. Free to inherit. You see, a free person can't die because God made you free. And when you're free by God, you're free forever and ever and ever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Every day you get bread. But it's not spiritual bread. It's spiritual bread you need every day. Not just physical, biological bread. Give us this day our daily bread. You got to have bread every day. That's why I read the Bible every day and talk to God every day and weep and cry and laugh and sing. Why? Every day. Why? Because he's good. And then what? Then he has three petitions in there. After he knows that God is going to, you know, put his will on earth where everybody's doing his will. How many know that ain't happened yet? Nobody sees that yet. You cannot see that yet. That was what was wrong with the Nazarene church. They thought you could actually be perfect on earth. No, you can't. You're not going to get that. That peace on earth, goodwill to men has never happened. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. That must be an inner peace. I've got that inner peace. I have total peace in this world. And goodwill toward men. Why? Because he has to kill you to get it, but he can get it. You have to die to get it. The only way you can get out of this world is to die. I don't know if you know that. You can't get out of this world without dying. That's the only way you can get out. But he's not talking about physical death. He's talking about you psychologically dying. Heart dying. That's what faith is. Death to the self. So, God is good. I hope you enjoyed that chapter today. By the way, I never got to it. I'm a sinner that way. I often preach on a whole chapter and never actually read the words.
Well, actually, you covered all 52 today. All 52 verses.
Yeah, praise God. I love this message. Yes. I don't think I'll say the same thing in Fort Worth. So you guys got it. That's it. Praise God.